Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Great to have you with us here on the Great America Show. Welcome and thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking today about a number of issues, but among them, obviously, the reauthorization of FISA and the Section 702 that permits, what will likely be, at least if Congressman Mike Turner, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, has his way, it will be warrantless wiretapping. Now, we're going to show you the chairman of the House Intel Committee telling everybody something that just simply isn't true, saying that this won't have anything to do with spying on American citizens. It'll be just purely on foreigners who are abroad and never in the United States. That has not been the case. And in point of fact, the FISA courts themselves have trampled the restrictions on their permissions to surveil American citizens as well as foreigners. But here is the chairman of the House Intel Committee assuring Jake Tapper over at CNN of all sorts of things. Listen to Turner. He's quite a boy.
Are you going to vote for this latest version of the FISA bill, and do you think it will have the votes to pass?
Absolutely. You know, I was the Intelligence Committee was instrumental in drafting the bill that's going to the House floor. And Jake, I appreciate you raising this issue because this is surveillance of foreigners who are abroad. We're not surveilling foreigners in the United States. We're not surveilling Americans in the United States. Those individuals who say that this is a warrantless search of Americans' data are just not telling the truth. These are foreigners abroad. They're a select group of individuals who are a national security threat. If you're an American and you're corresponding with ISIS, yes, if we're spying on ISIS, your communications are going to be captured. And you would want us to do that. All Americans would want us to try to make certain that we keep ourselves safe from these outside terrorist groups and organizations. We are not spying on Americans. This is not a warrantless surveillance program. This is foreigners who are abroad only, and this needs to pass.
And do you think it has the votes? It will?
I think it does. I think it will. I think that those who mischaracterize this are small compared to those who understand that this goes to the heart of our ability to get intelligence that allows us to be able to keep Americans safe. This is not a warrantless surveillance of Americans.
There is Mike Turner. He is the chair of the House Intel Committee. As he said, the committee drafted much of the legislation. It is an outrage. Point of fact, Mike Turner is nothing but a tool of the surveillance state. He is a rhino. He's an establishment Republican. And quite frankly, candidly and straightforwardly, he is a big part of the problem. And frankly, he's just dead wrong, and he knows it. But meanwhile, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, is going to be just as disappointing in this as he's been in just about everything else he's done. He is not insisting on reform. He is fine with warrantless wiretapping. This man is either, well, he's compromised, he's being blackmailed, both, or even worse. I don't know what in the world is going through. I call Mike Johnson young Hamlet. He is absolutely a preposterous excuse for a speaker, any kind of leader, as far as I'm concerned. But what is not an issue at all is the importance of enforcing American traditions, American law, and that is exactly what our next guest does. William Trachman is the general counsel for the Mountain States Legal Foundation, and he and his organization are pursuing a discrimination lawsuit against the Department of Transportation, specifically the FAA, and all of it focuses on discriminatory hiring. That's right. The federal government, the Department of Transportation, the FAA, are actually giving such overwhelming preference to racial minorities that guess who is being left out of the equation? And by the way, not getting equal and fair treatment at all. We are joined now by William Trachman. And William, it's great to have you with us here. This is good stuff to take on this government over the issue of discrimination. These are the same people who say, you know, diversity is our strength, you know, which is pure crock. Our strength is our talent, our government, our way of life, our Constitution. Every man, woman, and child in this country is absolutely created equal with in terms of opportunity. And guess who the big violator is?
Well, we fought a civil war.
The crosshairs.
We fought a civil war to protect our right to equality under the law. And then in the 1960s, we had a Civil Rights Act to finally kill Jim Crow forever. But now racial segregation and racial discrimination are trendy again on the left, and they're apparently progressive because at the FAA, they've decided to flush our clients' pre-employment test results. Some of our clients got 100% on the test to become an air traffic controller, and the FAA decided the pool was too white. And so they got rid of that test, adopted a new test so that our clients didn't pass, and now we represent over 900 of them suing the FAA.
Well, how in the world could you do so well on one test and so poorly on the other? How was the second test constructed that would make it difficult for someone who could get 100% on a first test as an air traffic controller?
So they used what's called a biographical assessment. And my favorite example of racially gerrymandering the pool was that one of the questions was, what was the subject that you did worst in high school in? And you got the most points for having failed science. Which is only possible, I think, because they had some academic who told them that racial minorities must fail science at a higher rate than whites. And so you got the most points for having failed science.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. I wish I were.
I've heard of, obviously, lots of outrageous nonsense about what this government does, what this Biden administration does, what the DEI jokesters are pulling. That is the beauty of all beauties, as far as I'm concerned. Do you end on summary judgment? I mean, any judge in his or her right mind, I would say, case closed, you win. Mr. Trachman, there it is.
Well, believe it or not, the government moved to dismiss the case. They lost that. They fought us on class certification. They lost that. They're now in the middle of a bunch of fights about documents and witnesses, but they're going to lose those fights. And we're proceeding to litigate the case. We will have a series of depositions over the summer. We're going to be deposing very high-level FAA representatives. We have the goods in terms of the documents, and we'll be moving to summary judgment briefing later this year.
All I can imagine is you putting Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, on the stand and cross-examining him. I think that would be worth a lot to America to watch that happen. Any chance of it? I'm hoping here.
There will be some high-level folks at the FAA. We're still considering whether Pete Buttigieg can be there. You know, I only think about that maybe 2 to 3 hours per day in terms of putting Pete Buttigieg on the record and in front of a transcript and making him, you know, answer our questions in front of a court reporter. The fact of the matter is that the evidence is going to bear out that the FAA intentionally discriminated against our clients based on race because they're obsessed with race. They'd much rather have the racial balance than the actual merit of the air traffic controllers.
You know, we were reporting a story here a few weeks ago about their hiring and their insistence on bringing in people with psychological problems to the FAA. I'm talking about, there is no apparent meritocracy at work within the federal government. I mean, I personally don't know of any agency or department that is priding itself on having the best and the brightest performing at high standards of excellence. It's just more crap from the DEI to what amounts to now racial discrimination against whites. And under what guise, for what purpose? It's breathtaking. What is behind these fools who make up this Marxist dim deep state and Biden regime?
Well, they say that diversity makes us all stronger. But of course, when you or I walk into a plane, we don't ask how diverse our flight crew is and make sure that we've got a representative sample of people in the cockpit to get us from one place to another. They can't help themselves. They think that this is the fight of the generation to care more about reparations for past discrimination than actually keeping people safe. You know, I worked at the Department of Education under the Trump administration, and it's one thing if you're going to try to socially engineer the employees of the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. Not great, not legal, but at least no one's life is in danger. Here, they're tinkering with life or death, because when you get onto a plane, you want to make sure that the people who are guiding the plane, piloting the plane, built the plane, did so on the basis of their merit and not just because of the color of their skin or what's underneath their pants. It's absurd.
You know, and you look at you think of the Department of Transportation, you think about the Baltimore Bridge and the container ship that tore it to pieces. You think about Palestine, Ohio, where the derailment, I mean, still they're doing cleanup there. We're watching a Department of Transportation that is a joke. The FAA is dealing with Boeing, which is committing corporate suicide. It doesn't have a standard of excellence. Those people are out of their minds. They fired their CEO, but he doesn't leave the job until the end of the year. There is no standard of excellence, of accountability. We are watching this sort of begin to inculcate all of our society and emanate from the hiring practices of the federal government itself and the idiot policies that they've created under particularly this administration.
We think it's an epidemic. So we think from Boeing to the government to the airlines, they all care too much about race and sex as opposed to merit. And they can't help themselves. I mean, I've said before that they think this is the fight of their generation. What's going on in our case is that we're going to seek relief for our clients and deter them from doing this again. The only real way to stop them from doing this is to create a pain point. And when you secure a judgment of millions of dollars, you forcefully respond to them and warn them, don't do this again in the future. No matter how tempted you are, it's time to stop social engineering.
We're talking with William Trackman. He's the general counsel of the Mountain States Legal Foundation, suing the FAA, the Department of Transportation, because he actually believes in the Constitution. His organization does as well. And they're going after those who in this federal government, led by, of course, the Biden regime, want to discriminate against every white person, everyone who believes in a meritocracy and who resists the idea that simple diversity is a sufficient substitute for talent and achievement. We're coming right back. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight. Whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease, we have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at the Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now the Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today. Be ready tomorrow.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Back now, we are talking with William Trachman, and he is the general counsel of the Mountain States Legal Foundation, suing the FAA, the Department of Transportation, because they're breaking the law, they're shredding the Constitution, and carrying out hiring practices that are absolutely inexcusable. And in point of fact, inexplicable, unless you happen to be a Marxist in this country. And there are plenty of those in our federal government. William, let me turn to what is the remedy here? You have 900 people you're talking about who've been discriminated against. I would like to see there be a real penalty for those idiots in the federal government who have conspired to do just this to those very people.
Right. Well, if you start doing the math, you quickly get into the billions of dollars because these people had entire careers that were going to become air traffic controllers. They had pensions waiting for them. They had their entire skill set that they had developed through college that they no longer can use. And so even if you just do simple math and say it's $500,000 per person, the math quickly adds up. And again, the pain point is really the key. You want to deter not just the government from thinking about doing this again, but remember that there will be consequences if they try this, whether it's in the FAA or a different executive branch agency.
Where does your lawsuit stand?
So we filed our lawsuit several years ago. It has taken a while to get to the class certification stage and the beating back of the motion to dismiss. Now we're in depositions, interviews of witnesses and documents, but it's ongoing because the Biden administration continues to fight for their DEI policies, and they certainly have an administrative priority. President Biden, in his first week in office, announced a whole of government approach to DEI, which means literally every executive branch agency has to be concerned, has to put equity first above merit, above actually getting the results that they want. And so they're going to keep fighting this. You know, it's possible that if they offered us a giant amount of money, we would think through whether we would do that. But we'd rather get to judgment. We'd rather have them have the feet against the fire so they don't do this again and have the embarrassment of a ruling.
I wish that this could reach all the way to, frankly, the administration itself. I know that's impossible, but I would love to see these idiots who are behind all of this sitting in the shadows of the White House with the puppet president, the man who is nothing more than a cognitively impaired, politically corrupt compromised figurehead under the influence of the Marxists who are trying to destroy the nation, not only in terms of hiring and inserting DEI into every aspect of corporate life, as well as government, education, you name it. It's a wildfire, meeting some resistance. But I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, how are we going to, I guess the only way out is to elect different people and make sure these people don't come back like the snakes they are.
Well, let me say Mountain States is a 501c3. We don't endorse candidates, but you're absolutely right. The people who are in power care a great deal about these issues. We think that the FAA generally needs to be reformed. So it's not just about this issue or that issue, but the FAA generally is often in bed with the people that they regulate. And there are safety concerns around the aviation industry, as you've pointed out, with Boeing and with airlines themselves. So this really is an epidemic throughout the country of safety issues for airline passengers. It hasn't really resulted in any death because there's plenty of slack. We have a system that protects us as passengers, but eventually, inevitably, there are going to be challenges and risks that can't be confronted by the people they hire if they aren't hiring the best, they aren't sending their best.
Yeah. And by the way, that is the issue across the board. This lawsuit looks to me like it should be a template because we know that across corporate America, they're doing their hiring that way. These HR departments are nothing more than political offices in which they establish their goals ideologically, using the stakeholders' money, including, of course, their shareholders. This is rampant across corporate America. DEI, diversity is our strength, and all of the nonsense that attends it. Are you going to go well beyond the government here?
So we do have other Title VII cases involving DEI training. So one of my cases involves a prison guard in Colorado who is part of his official training guard training, or sorry, prison guard training, had to learn that he was a white supremacist, that he had white privilege, that the
Does anybody ever get punched in the face when they say that? Who sits there in a room and lets somebody point a finger at you and say that you're a racist? Where is the pushback, and why would have people become such sheep? They sit there and they listen to this crap be thrown at them without response.
Well,
I'd like to go quickly to commercial. We'll come back and we're going to get William Trackman's answer on this, because I really think if we've descended to that level as a society, just exactly who are we to demand almost anything? We'll be right back. We're talking with William Trackman, his organization, the Mountain States Legal Foundation, fighting the good fight for the Constitution.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight, as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
back. We're talking with William Trachman, who is with he's the general counsel of the Mountain States Legal Foundation, filing. They've been suing for some years now the federal government, specifically the Department of Transportation, more specifically the FAA, for discriminatory hiring practices, putting diversity, equity, and inclusion far, far ahead of any meritocracy or standards of excellence that should be required of anyone who is going to be working for the United States government. William, I was asking you, if you've got people sitting in a HR conference room and they've got DEI trainers telling you you're an absolute racist, what in the world have we come to that somebody just doesn't tell them all to go to hell?
Well, it's shameful, but not everyone has the fortitude that you and I do. And when you put them to a choice of their career or pretending to absorb DEI materials that call them a racist and say that they have inherent white privilege, a lot of people buckle and they say, what am I fighting for? I'm just one person. I'm not going to lose my job and lose my career just to make a stand. In terms of what we're facing, we face a crisis because it's not just my clients that are facing this. It's every corporation in America that has a diversity department. They're trafficking in these types of stereotypes, these types of sweeping generalizations about white people. They think that they can get away with it because they're all there. And so there's no comparative advantage for an employee to move.
Let me ask you something. I mean, why doesn't somebody create an organization of the League of offended and insulted white people? I mean, and go after every corporation, every government agency that's involved in this crap. Because it is. It's an insult against the country. It's a lie to begin with. Trillions of dollars have been spent. You were talking about getting rid of the Jim Crow era. I mean, we have followed on that with we're talking about over 60 years now, yeah, of federal expenditures and programs and everything else. And yet the nonsense go on. And now moronically, a lot of white people are sitting around going, well, you know, we are talking about reparations for what? Shouldn't those whose families and forebears who fought for the Union Army and freed the slaves, shouldn't they get the money first? They're the ones who sprung the slaves. There was an uprising and it cost hundreds of thousands of lives. What in the world is wrong with this country and the way they think, at least in the national media and in those very cute and clever universities where this crap is aborned?
Well, put me in charge of the new organization that you just considered, offended white people. But it's more than just offense. Obviously, we've got illegality here. Yes, we have a Declaration of Independence that guarantees us all that we're created equal. We fought a bloody civil war to secure that promise. We fought through the civil rights movement, and now we have the left saying we're actually not so sure about equality under the law. But the answer is to keep suing. So whether it's in federal court, state court, within administrative branches, we don't rest. There's a mosaic strategy here. We want to do literally everything we can to fight for equality under the law.
Well, God bless you, and I wish you the best of luck. As we wrap up here, I want to ask you about frankly, the way in which corporate America is behaving in absolute disregard of their fiduciary interests against the facts. They know better than the nonsense they're spewing. And by the way, the insults that they are extending to all of their white employees, if they have any of them left. We've got to come to a resolution here really quickly because we are listening to oligarchs tell us about DEI. We're listening to them tell us about ESG, environment and social governance, investing and goals. We're watching a propaganda operation of unprecedented dimensions, aren't we?
Well, those corporations that prioritize DEI over merit put themselves in legal jeopardy. They're going to have judgments entered against them, and there are going to be shareholder lawsuits against those companies there already have been some, but they haven't gone very far just yet, to say you aren't maximizing my profit. You have a fiduciary duty to do that. And so when you try to do DEI before actually selling products, you're violating your shareholder obligation. So I hope that those do go quite far. We absolutely need to do more. It's not just corporate America and the government, it's society. People are now thinking that they have no choice but to go along to get along with all these initiatives, and they need to pay more attention to race. We're getting further and further away from the colorblind society that Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of. And so the answer is to insist upon it and to say there will be consequences for those who violate the law and for those who put us in danger.
And, you know, we might also take a look at those two principal unions, the teachers unions and the public school system, that are wreaking havoc with this nonsense. We need to bring a lot of these folks to account. And I hope that that will start to speed up here as your successes unfold in court. Thanks so much, William Trachman. We thank you, General Counsel of the Mountain States Legal Foundation. Good luck, and God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Lou.
I want to do, I just want to reference one thing very quickly. And I thought, by the way, Trachman was terrific. I hope you enjoyed listening to him. Join us here tomorrow, because we're going to have Michael Gabelman. He famously investigated voter fraud in the recall of Wisconsin Speaker of the House, Robin Voss. He created quite a stir. It was quite a contest. And he'll be here to be talking about the inroads being made now, and also some of the successes. For example, in Wisconsin, they just pushed away private money from being involved in their election systems. It's quite a step forward, and we'll be talking with him about that. Hope you will join us for that here tomorrow on The Great America Show. Thanks for joining us. God bless.